Back in the early days of radio, we faced the same problem podcasters do today. It's all fun and stuff, but when the fun wears off, there's the question, is there a way to make money with this? AT&T wanted to run radio like the phone company. Ma Bell owns the equipment and you pay per hour, just like it's a public utility. But CBS and NBC had a different idea. NBC was best situated because it not only could sell radios to the public, it could advertise its radios, license its patents to other manufacturers, and make the transmitters and studio equipment for competing CBS. It wasn't long before CBS, with none of the patents and no secondary markets, was in money trouble. But then an angel visited CBS in the form of one of its sponsors, Bill Paley, whose daddy owned the La Palina Cigar Company, sold his stock in the company, and acquired CBS. He'd convinced La Palina to advertise on the new medium, and it worked. Several other tobacco companies followed suit.
Bing Crosby, the Cremo singer.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
In those days, we were very careful not to offend. Cremo advertised its cigars in print as spitless, but that was too coarse for 1920s radio, so they found a way around it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The manufacturers of certified Cremo present for your pleasure and entertainment Bing Crosby, the Cremo singer. While you are listening, light a Cremo and discover real smoking enjoyment. When you settle back in that easy chair and light a Cremo, you have the extra comfort of knowing your cigar is clean. And wherever you go, you'll find certified Cremo's fine tobacco quality exactly the same, made in that famous perfecto shape that means the highest quality in a cigar. Certified Cremo is the only cigar in the world finished under glass for your sanitary protection.
It wasn't long before all the major tobacco companies were advertising on the radio. So there's our answer. Is there any law or regulation keeping cigarette, cigar, and snuff manufacturers off of podcasts? I don't think so. The FDA was told by the Supreme Court that Congress obviously didn't intend for it to regulate tobacco. The FCC hasn't asserted any control over podcasting yet. There's just the Federal Elections Commission, the FEC. But they don't care about tobacco, do they? I mean, it can only kill you. They're still worried that a renegade political idea might be promoted strongly enough to affect the outcome of an election. The Democrats on the FEC voted against appealing the judge's order that forces the FEC to regulate the Internet. It's because of McCain-Feingold. But let's call it by its real name, the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Reform Act of 2002. That first word, bipartisan, tells the whole story. In patent law, when one party is suing another over a patent, and it becomes obvious that they're going to lose their patent, a funny thing happens. The patent holder gets real generous in licensing the patent. Sometimes a rights holder who was rabid just 1 month earlier becomes so overtaken with charity that they license the patent for $1. Then even stranger, the alleged infringer, suddenly decides that the patent was sound all along, and affirms the patent that a few hours before was meritless, defective, and fraudulent. If you can't be the only one, at least get rid of the competition. That's why the Bipartisan Campaign Finance Reform Act of 2002 isn't going to go away unless tremendous pressure is brought to bear. Meanwhile, let's all make all the money we can off of politics and tobacco. Maybe there's a way we can do both at the same time.
The man that we vote for is F.B. Boone. He sells cigarettes morning, night, and noon. About him we are wild.
He is fine, and he's light, and he's naturally mild.
The man that he works with is Speedy Riggs. From golden tobacco he makes many twigs. While they're planting, they'll be chanting.
You can hear them from Mobile to Scranton.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed, our vote goes to Speedy and Boone.
Hey, that's very good. Certainly is.
There is something really wrong when you can urge people to smoke but can't criticize a politician without chancing getting investigated. But that's just my opinion.